We are in Siman Tov Pei Tes. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we'll be finishing the Siman. Shachach v'lo birach kol halayla. So there's a machlokas rishonim. If you are yotze b'diyevet sfiras ha'omer by day, or is it dafka b'alayla like the ktsiras ha'omer? Seems to be a machlokas tanoim yet, and a machlokas aposkim how we paskin. Yispar by yom below bracha. So the halacha is you should count by day without a bracha, because we are choshish for the rishonim that hold that sfiras ha'omer is balayla only, and by day the halacha is that you count but without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, same similarly, if you can't remember if you counted by night, you should count by day but without a bracha. Sifches, im shachach levarach be'echad mehayamim. Someone forgot to count on one of the days, ben yom rishon, ben mishar yamim, whether it's the first day, whether it's any other day, sofer b'shar yamim below bracha. So there's a day in the poskim that tmimos means that it's all one mitzvah, and even though there's a separate mitzvah to count every single day, that's within the framework of the one total mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, which is counting all of the days. But if you miss the day, then you can no longer count. So for Bashar Yamin below Bracha, so we are choshish for those shitas lagabi Bracha. You must count, but you won't make a Bracha. Avalim musupik imdilig yom echad velo sofer yispar Bashar Yamin bebracha. But if you have a suffik, if you counted on one of the days, so there you can make a Bracha. The pashtus is that the reason is because it's a svek sveka. Suffik, maybe you counted. And even if you didn't count, maybe the halachi is that one day is not makiv on the other, that even though you forgot a day, the halachi is that you are yotze. So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that the same thing applies. Let's say you didn't count by night, but you definitely counted by day. So there's a machlokas rishonim if you were yotze. So now we have a machlokas rishonim if you were yotze that day, another machlokas rishonim whether or not the days are ma'akev on one another. Therefore, you can count with a bracha. So halacha l'maisa, someone did not count at night, he counts the next day without a bracha, but the next night he already counts with a bracha, the next number, that is. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the same goes for any other time, that if you have a chiyuv to count over again, misafik, and you didn't count over, the day after that, meaning the subsequent days, you can count without you can count with a bracha again. So included in that is you counted Bein HaShmashis, or someone made a mistake in the days but not in the weeks, or he made a mistake in the weeks, not in the days, where the halacha is that he has to count without a bracha. If he ends up, meaning someone left out the weeks at the end of the week, the halacha is that he counts again without a. He's supposed to count again without a bracha, and if he didn't, the next counting day he's allowed to count with a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says what happens if somebody is an onan at the time of on one of the days of Sfiras HaOmer. That Rahman al-Islam, somebody was nifter, an onan is potter from the mitzvahs, so he brings an ar sholem that he can count, he counts from on the next day without a bracha. Even though at the ikur zman, which is balayla, he was potter, we do not say that the day is like a tashlumin for the night, and if he was potter in the ikur zman, he doesn't count at the time of the tashlumin, because this is not really a tashlumin. Now, lemaisa, there are days that you could be yotze the mitzvah, even though you're potter. And as a result of it, even an onin is allowed to count sfira without a bracha. And let's say it turns out that the kfur didn't take place that entire day. So we will say that it could be that he was yotze. And then when he counts in the subsequent days, he can continue counting with a bracha. That is the maskana of the Bir Alach. He brings it from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned the case of someone that made a mistake in days or weeks or whatever. Now, the Bir Alach talks about the case of someone who did make a mistake in one of them. The Mishnah Brura is not sure that the question is, what happens if somebody actually counted, he counted days and weeks, but one of them was a mistake? Do we look at it as if he left that one out? So let's say, for example, on the eighth day, he said, Hayom Shmona Yomim, Shehem Shavua Echad Ushne Yomim Laomer. So what did he say? He said that that today was a week and 2 days. So he made a mistake with the weeks, but the weeks are not ma'akev on that day. So the question is, do we say that it's as if he left it out, in which case he is yotze, it's no worse than leaving it out, or do we say that it is worse, because when you make a mistake and you say the wrong one, it's worse than not saying it altogether. Lemaisa, it's really a tzarech iyun. Mishnah Brura brings the poskim that leave that as a tzarech iyun. If a mistake is the equivalent of leaving it out, or is a mistake worse than leaving it out? So it's a tzarech iyun, and pashas, the person should count again that day without a bracha. And as far as the days afterwards, since it's a machlokas, pashas, you can rely on the taz who says that you are yotze, meaning that you can continue counting with a bracha. Sif test. Leil Shabbos vel yontif mevarchim v'sorfim achar kiddush bebeis hakneses. On Leil Shabbos and yontif, you count after kiddush in shul. Why is that? Because we try to make kiddush as early as possible. To bring in the kedushas hayom early. Now this is only for the kiddush in shul. Whereas at home, since you're making kiddush and you drink the wine and you're starting to eat, since you're not supposed to eat before Sfiras Omer, you should count in shul before you go home, and we end up making kiddush after Sfira. Whereas with a Matzoi Shabbos v'yontif kodem havdala achar kaddish deskabel. Whereas on Matzoi Shabbos and Yontif, we count before Havdalah, because on the contrary, we want the Apuke Yom, saying goodbye to Shabbos, we want to delay that as much as possible. So when do we say it? After Kaddish Deskabel, which is after Vihinom and Atta Kaddish. For in the shuls that are noik to say V'yitin Lacha, that is said after Sfiras Omer. So Sfiras Omer is after Kaddish Deskabel, before V'yitin Lacha. Ukshachal yontav achron shel pesach b'matzoy Shabbos, when achron shel pesach falls on matzoy Shabbos, the oz omer kiddush v'avdola b'pam achas. So there you say kiddush and avdola together. So how do we look at it? Do we call it kiddush and we want to do that before sfira in shul, or do we call it avdola? Yesh lisper kodem shemavarchem al akos b'beis hakneses. So the halach is that you count sfira first. And that is that apuke yoma, we want to delay havdalah, even though you're also making kiddush, because the apuke yoma of Shabbos is something we want to delay, even at the expense of kiddush of yontiv, because the kedusha Shabbos is greater. Hagav imein lo yayim v'tzarech lekadesh yak nahaz, ayin liel simin reish tzadivav. If someone doesn't have wine, the halachis of how to make havdalah without wine, and so the kiddush you can make alapas havdalah, you can't normally make alapas. Exactly what you do on yontif. The calendar doesn't have it, but we should be doing sifyut as well. Osur lechol chodosh af bizman hazeh. The halacha is that you're not allowed to eat chodosh. Chodosh means any grain that took root after last Pesach doesn't become mutter until Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim, till they bring the Karban Omer, and when there's no Beis Hamikdash, till the end of the day after the first day of Pesach, and in Sveika de Yoma, meaning in Chutz Laretz, the day after that, which means that Bizman Hazeh, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, one still cannot eat Chodosh till a day later. Bein Lechem, be it bread, Bein Koli, whether it be toasted grain, Bein Carmel, whether it be just fresh, soft grain. Ad chilas leil yud ches benison, uberetz Yisrael, ad chilas leil yud zayin benison. Till the night of the second day of Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to eat chodesh. Now, this only applies in the chameshes minei dogon. Now the halacha is that this applies even bizman hazeh, except that if there's no korban omer, so we learn out of ad etzem hayom hazeh that it's the entire, you have to wait until the entire day ends. Now in Yoredeya, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in Yoredeya, the Ramah brings a heter for eating chadash. This is the heter from from early Rishonim already, and that's a Sfek Sveka, because we don't know which year's grain it is, and even if it is this year's grain, maybe it took root before last Pesach. Now, Lamaisa, this only applies to something where you really have the Sfek Sveka. And it seems like the Mishnah Berurah says that Rov Olam is not Nisr in the Isr Chadosh altogether. And there are some who say that what they're somach on is the Rishonim that hold that Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz is only a Derabbanon, and they're only gozer on the Aratzes HaSmuchas, the lands near Eretz Yisrael. Others say that there's no Isr Chodesh and stuff that on grain that was grown by a non-Jew. Now, as far as Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that anyone that can should really be Zohir. Certainly, when one knows that certain things are definitely chadash. So lamaisa, it is certainly the right thing to do for anyone that can be zohir, where he has the ability to see to it that he eats only yashan. He should be zohir, and we also see from the Mishnah Berurah that it's not all or nothing. Meaning, someone who finds himself in a position where there's difficulty in attaining yoshon bread, for example, could be makel and he can use it. That doesn't mean that it's a free-for-all and he should therefore be using chadar cereal. Or similarly, a person, when he's in a certain place where he can get hold of yoshon stuff, is makbet on yoshon, but when he's in a place where he can't get hold of it, so there he's allowed to be makel and eat the stuff that has a chash chadash on it. So today, where there is more and more of an availability of yashan in most places, and we also know what products to stay away from with the chadash calendars, really, wherever possible, one should be machmir and not just say, "Oh, I'm not makbid on yashan." Where possible, one should be makbid on yashan, and we're not. So there, people that want to be makel, the halacha is ein limchos. The Mishnah Berurah comes out that one should not protest. It seems like it was an early minhag of being makel, and the Rishonim are looking for the various explanations of what the heter is. Now, with regard to kalim of somebody that is not makbid on yoshon for somebody that is makbid on yoshon. So the halacha is that so long as the keli is a ben yomo, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be machmir. He says ein la'achmir rak b'toch meis la'es min abishal harishon. Even though you know that the person cooked chodesh in ein a ben yomo, you're allowed to be mekel. And in the Sharet scene, he brings the Magen Avram. That there's a difference between min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino, meaning if what they cooked in it and what you're cooking in it now are the same species, they have the same flavor, then there's more reason to be makel, as opposed to if you're now cooking something other than what they cooked in the pot originally within the past 24 hours, min b'she'eno mino, there would be more reason actually to be machmir.